The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live in a beautiful Washington metropolitan today. Hopefully, you guys are all outside and walking around. But, you know, listen to the program. Make sure you have it on. So, as always, you're going to get some very cutting-edge information. You know, you've had problems. You've tried. You've applied. You've done all kinds of things that you thought might work. And, unfortunately, often it doesn't turn out the way you want to. Well, that's why we do the program. That's why we're here. You know, I'm excited today because I have a very, very special guest, someone who I admire more than most people in the professions. He's cutting edge. He does things that are right on the margin. And you wonder, oh, my God, are you really doing that? But having said that, I'd like to introduce to all of you a very dear friend at this point, and he practices in Sarasota, Florida, in an amazing integrative clinic using stem cells and wellness protocols and chiropractic and acupuncture and everything you can possibly think of. I met this amazing doctor first time probably about a year and a half ago or so, and I ended up being his patient as well last fall. And the things that they do down there, the capacity that they have to turn people around is absolutely amazing. Having said that, I'd like to introduce Dr. John Lawrence. Dr. John, are you in and locked in?
Well, Dr. Tom, that was quite an introduction. I hope I can live up to that here on this show. And thank you so much. I would reciprocate all those comments right back to you as well.
Listen, my friend, you're down in the middle of one of the states that has, a lot of older people. And, you know, we've all gone through this corona craziness. But the thing that is that what I want to talk to you about is not the politics behind COVID-19 or anything of that nature. I want to talk about wellness. I want to talk about some of the things that you do, because you see a wide variety of different types of cases and people in your clinic. So, you know, and what really gets my attention with you is that you have a company that supports everything that you do, and you're a formula, you're a brilliant man, and you put together products that have an impact, things that I have never thought about doing at the levels that you do them. For example, when I first met you, you were speaking, and I thought it was a misstep on your part, and you were talking about using melatonin at levels up to about 200 milligrams a day as a suppository form. And at that point, I'd never used anything for my patients more than 50 milligrams a day, and I did it only for a period of time. Dr. John, what's that all about? Why so much and, you know, so significant for such a long period of time? You know, a lot of the literature over the years says that you can't use it that long because it has side effects.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that you're bringing this up, because it's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about. And I think that this information is critical to get out into the community right now. And, it's a very little known application with melatonin. And, you know, there's very few doctors or healthcare practitioners that really understand the full scope and use of melatonin. And a few things I think that are important for people to understand is, one, that they did studies and they couldn't find a toxic level. I mean, it would have been like giving a 150-pound person 150,000 milligrams, okay? And all that was happening was that the animals were getting a little fatigued, a little groggy, but there was no toxic effect. The other thing that's important to know about melatonin is there's no what's called a negative feedback loop, right? You know, you and I, we both manage hormones with our patients, which I think is really important to maintain immunity as well. But circling back on the way that hormones generally work, when you give a hormone from an outside source, usually you shut down your own production. And melatonin doesn't do that. You can take massive doses and stop, and you'll still produce the same amount that you would if you never took it. So with that said, melatonin is something that is critical to protect your body under stress. Now, if you were to take large amounts of melatonin and you lived a perfect life and there was no electromagnetic stress, there was no mental emotional stress, you weren't playing extreme sports and working out too hard, and you know, there wasn't all the chemical stress in the environment, and the foods were all relatively healthy, melatonin would do nothing for you. In fact, you know, they had done a study with some mice where they saw no benefit, but then they took the mice and put them in these little tubes, and they poked holes in it, and that's the way that they'll create stress situations for these mice. And what they found is the mice that had the melatonin did so much better than the mice that were just running free. So it's stress plus melatonin is where you get the magic.
That's incredible to me, because, you know, when I first heard you lecture on the subject, you know, all of the negativity of, you know, clinical anecdotal stuff that's out there, and I'd never seen it. I just became fearful of using it too high of a level with my patients.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're saying tumor formations and things of that nature, and, you know, you're upsetting growth hormone production, and it goes on and on and on. But,
yeah,
you know, your commentary right now is that even using high dosages, your body still continues to produce what it's able to produce.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's surprising. It doesn't act like most hormones in the body. And it does to protect our body. And, you know, if you look at, you know, there's some scientists that actually think that, you know, look at this COVID, right? We're in the wake of this major COVID pandemic. And, you know, anybody that's been watching the news has been seeing that they're saying, hey, the kids don't seem to be getting really sick. Now, there's some outliers where there's some kids getting strokes here and there. But for the most part, it's the older generations that are really taking the hit, having to be put on ventilators, and a lot of them aren't making it. Correct?
That's right. It's unfortunate. It's sad.
It's sad. And so there's some scientists saying that they think that the reason that the kids aren't being affected is actually the high melatonin levels.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. But that's true, because when we're young, we produce a tremendous amount of melatonin, mm-hmm, because of its far reaching impact in so many different systems within the body, particularly immunological responses.
Yeah.
And that may be the thing, you know, this COVID virus, this coronavirus, it's a coronavirus just like a cold or flu or anything else, was, you know, genetically modified, edited to go after the respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, people who are immunologically suppressed, people, mm-hmm, who are on biologics, people who have pre-existing comorbidities, which are knocking their systems out, would be the ones that would be more susceptible and would succumb to, you know, this craziness that's out there right now. But it's fascinating, you know, when you're talking about, you know, melatonin and its impact, are there specific studies or even clinical anecdotal relationships that you've seen that show its impact on just straight across immunological function for any viral pattern?
Oh yeah, that's what's shocking, and particularly with viral infections. In fact, they've done studies with COVID, other forms of COVID. There's one, you know, the real downstream challenge that happens with COVID is, yes, it goes to the lungs, but specifically in the lungs, it attacks the endothelial lining. So it's like the blood vessels, right?
Right.
And they basically just rupture. And so they did a study on another Ebola, basically, which has a very similar effect on the endothelium. And they wanted to see what type of protective effect that melatonin would have if they were to give these animal models Ebola infection. And if you Google Ebola, melatonin, endothelium, you should pull up on the first page of Google. And if you click on that page and you look at the picture of, you know, the blood vessels look healthy and like roadmaps on one side, these are the animals that had the melatonin that were given Ebola. And if you look at the other side of that picture, it just is obliterated. And this is not given the melatonin and subjected to Ebola. So it has an incredible protective, and there's really a lot of studies. There's another study where they gave animals lethal amounts of viruses, and the animal that had the virus had a 6% survival rate, where they gave the melatonin and the survival rate went up to 86%. So this is not snake oil. This is not stuff that hasn't been looked at. And if it was patentable, this would be an absolute blockbuster. It'd be all over the news, and one of the pharmaceutical companies would own it.
It's incredible when you bring that piece of the puzzle together, is because there are so many natural products that are out there that can't be patentable simply because the law doesn't allow it to be patentable when it's in the natural realm, so to speak. And, there's a product that I'll talk about a little bit later that I'm involved with a group of researchers. It's an extract of the oleander plant, which grows all over the Southwest and is beautiful.
Tell me about that.
But yeah, it's extremely poisonous.
How's that going, by the way? Have you guys found any people that you dosed yet, or?
Well, there's the original studies with these group of researchers, long about February, they treated 35 people who were very desperately ill with COVID. Mm-hmm. One passed away. They didn't get to this person fast enough. The other group of people turned around within a matter of hours, and then over a period of several days fully recovered. It's what the extract does, according to the research.
You know, the oleander plant is very toxic, right?
It'll kill you. It'll kill you. If you did it straight up, it'll kill you. But it's almost like a homeopathic level, but not quite to that dilution. But what it does is stops the replication of the virus. It doesn't kill it. It stops the replication by 20,000% in a matter of hours.
Yeah. So well, that's what you'll want to do.
That's right.
If you can stop the replication, because if you're killing it, it's like you're playing a video game, right? It's like you're like trying to kill all these, and they produce so rapidly.
Right. You want the viral, the bacterial pattern. You want it to kill itself.
Yeah.
My guest in studio today is Dr. John Lawrence from Sarasota, Florida. John is a brilliant physician, wellness expert. We're talking about a lot of different things, and particularly something that really impressed me and how I found him initially was his applications and utilization of melatonin, which has an effect in many different systems throughout the body. We're going to get into that much more specifically in the next segment of the program. You can give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Ask Dr. John anything you'd like to, or any information that you'd like to have. We're going to talk on some controversial areas today that I think are of interest. We'll let you know if they're anecdotal, if they're in fact, backed up and supported by, as you'll say, science. But nevertheless, this is a doctor that I personally have been treated by, and has spent a little time with him and admire his work at the level that very few doctors throughout this country can match. He's connected. He's a researcher. And what also impresses me is that he's an amazing artist. You get down to his clinic and you walk through the halls and you see these beautiful, beautiful paintings. He loves seascapes and fish and so forth. And I said, man, I want to take that home. I want to take that one home. And you can't see it right now on the radio, but I'm sitting here on Zoom with him, and there's a painting behind him over his left shoulder that is incredible. And next time I'm down there, I'm stealing it and taking it home with me. Just let me know, John. So, straight up.
I'll pack it up for you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Thanks, Tom.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Yes, we are, indeed, always. Even in the world of COVID, we're doing it via Zoom. I think we've got it technically down where it sounds pretty decent. Anyway, we're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I have a very special guest on with me today, Dr. John Lawrence from Sarasota, Florida. Dr. John is an amazing integrative practitioner. He does things that very few people do, and does them simultaneously. But he's also a researcher. He's he's in the stem cell world, regenerative medicine world. But as I said earlier in the program, when I first met Dr. John, he was lecturing on the subject of melatonin, and he puts formularies together. He has his own company, but he uses them at levels that many practitioners would back off and say, you can't use them at that level. There's too many side effects. Well, if you've listened to the first segment of the program, Dr. John was saying that ain't necessarily so. And we're going to get into the applications of that in just a minute. And welcome back, Dr. John. Thank you for saying yes and being on the program today.
You're welcome. Tom, did I ever tell you how I first heard of using the melatonin?
No. How'd that work out?
I was at a small exclusive seminar called the Brain Rejuvenation Seminar. It was in Fort Lauderdale. And somebody was lecturing, and I don't remember who it was lecturing about high dose melatonin. And the doctor sitting next to me kind of elbowed me and he said, the lecture was talking about 2000 milligrams of melatonin.
Oh, wow. Wow. And you're
for cancer patients and for neurological cases. And the guy elbowed me and said, I've been doing that. It's probably one of the most, incredible things. And the guy had been practicing alternative medicine for about 30, 40 years. He said, this is probably one of the most amazing things I've started to do in my practice. So I paid attention to that. I'm like, that's really important. And then, but I found out that melatonin is only 3% absorbed orally. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
3%.
You can do a Google search on it and they actually tested it. So, when you get up to the high doses and then you do it in a suppository fashion where you're absorbing like 80-85%, it's a huge difference.
John, now you produce this. You have a company that produces this and several other products that I'm very impressed with. Mm-hmm. How did you get to the place and, what are the carriers? What is it? Is it pure melatonin? Is it, is it a liposomal form? Is it, what are we dealing with here?
Yeah, well, so we have, with regards to melatonin, we have one product we produce. It's called Sandman. And Sandman is a combination of a few things, mainly glutathione and melatonin. And so those are two very synergistic antioxidants that I think should be given together. It's primarily a lot of people purchase it for improved sleep. Sometimes people use it for traveling. I got to be careful because I can't make any claims here, right? But you might want to start looking through the internet at all the applications to see if it might be something that would work for you if you're listening to this.
Well, I know your applications are profound and we've used it with several of our patients. For me initially when I first heard you lecture on this, as I said earlier in the program, I was taken back because all of the traditional literature that's out there, the anecdotal information, the opinions of, docs in the field said, you don't use this because it stimulates growth hormone production. If you have a tumor formation in the body, it's going to exacerbate the tumor formation. It'll make certain types of cancers worse and so forth. But you found, and the literature actually supports it dramatically, that that's not true.
Mm-mm. No.
So.
Yeah. In fact, if you look, there's been studies where melatonin's actually suppressed the growth of a number of different cancer lines. So I know a lot of alternative doctors will make sure that their patients are supplementing with melatonin because of, this research is pretty impressive as far as being part of a cancer protocol.
So in other words, when you supplement a patient with melatonin orally, and you're saying that the absorption rate is minimal, you get very mm-hmm. little, impact. So people who are taking 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 milligrams, they're virtually getting nothing. And if relative to utilization, that's why you get some patients that come back and say, this doesn't work for me. And I see no benefit in it, and they want to stop taking it. And, you know, once in a while, if you put the synergists together, you can get a little much more profound impact. Dr. John, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour and we have to break for news. Okay. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about this and several other things that you do in your clinic that are absolutely amazing and really profound. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest in studio, Dr. John Lawrence.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, we are, and it's a beautiful day outside. Make sure you get outside and get some fresh air. And do yourself a favor. If you're out walking around and you're riding your bike or you're taking a ride or you're doing things that you're naturally away from everybody, take the masks off. That this virus is not going to attack you 1,000 feet away. It just doesn't do it. You have to get up close. Somebody's got to spit on you or sneeze on you or whatever. But, nevertheless, get out, enjoy it, breathe, enjoy the atmosphere, have a great time, and get some, well-needed sunlight because we have a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day outside. My guest in studio today is Dr. John Lawrence, an amazing physician out of Sarasota, Florida. John and I met up a couple years ago now, so almost 2 years, and I sat and I listened to this man present and on a topic that's in our area can be a little bit controversial. And we were talking about the application of melatonin, and when he started talking that he uses at least 200 milligrams of melatonin in a suppository form and getting these amazing results, I said, okay, I've got to listen to this guy. So we bumped into each other a few times and I went down. I became his patient for a short time, partially because I wanted to see what he was doing. And, that's kind of cheating, but I did it anyway. Anyway, Dr. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Tom.
Let's talk a little bit about, the work that you do and, everybody talks about women issues and they talk about, breast cancers and all types of things that women succumb to, hormone challenges and menopause and premenopause and fertility and so forth. But, the patient that's left out in the cold often are us guys, men.
Yeah.
But I know you do a lot of work with prostate function and, we have, increased risk of prostate cancer today far more than it's ever been. Depending on the literature that you read, 3 to 5% of all cancers or breast cancers today are men, and prostate tissue and breast tissue are the same. But prostate cancer also is dramatically on the rise, and hypertrophy of prostate tissue and so forth. But I know you do some significant work with that. What's your experience?
So one of the things with prostate health that really gets me is the fact that all the doctors think that testosterone is going to cause the prostate cancer to get worse, right? And all of that is based on a tiny flawed study, think about 30 years ago. And, it's like one of those things in medicine where when doctors hear it first, even though if it's not a really reliable source, it's really, really hard to get the culture to shift and look at things differently. I think that if anybody's dealing with a prostate issue and, they're being told, to get off or stay off, testosterone, I think that they should take a closer look at some of the research and some of the doctors that are kind of bucking the trend on that because, testosterone is so important for health, right?
That's right. But, you always want to have your own body produce what it's able to produce. And particularly when we get older, particularly in men, there's two areas that produce testosterone ongoing that should be able to act as safety devices. One is the testicles through the production of sperm, spermatogenesis, and that's triggered by the pituitary but often we have an inflammatory break. You can't get to the target. It doesn't do it like it's supposed to be doing anymore. And guys will see impotency problems and enlarged prostates because of that. But In addition, your fight flight system, your adrenal system, the outer shell of the adrenal gland produces testosterones and progesterones and estrogens and so forth. So as we get into the, you know, over years, a depleted stress pattern, if you will, we begin to see those situations occur. But let's talk about, you know, this, because everything that I've ever looked at. Now, I want to go back to prostate function just for a second. I'm going to ask you this question. Years ago, I did a paper. It's called Zinc in the Prostate Gland. And I did the research from studies around the world, particularly coming to the World Health Organization. And what they found was, and I'm giving you a thumbnail, is that the dry weight of the prostate is 50% zinc. And they began to use up to 200 milligrams of zinc sulfate with prosthetic function or hypertrophy or dysfunction, I should say, in hypertrophy. And what they found that in, you know, the greatest majority of cases sustained over a period of time, that it would begin to turn around. So that also says that there's an autoimmune something that's going on, because we know that zinc acts as an ionophore in the body to allow other things to happen. But let's talk about, you know, this.
That, you know, that's really interesting, Tom. I think I might have heard that at some point. My view on it is this, you know, the prostate is not, there's not a lot of circulation there. You know, it's, you know, I always think like you want to either be a swamp or a river, right? Your body, but then there's certain areas of your body that are more swamp-like versus river-like, right? And the prostate's probably one of the more, profound. And so it's a breeding ground for infection.
Yes.
And so just about every guy walking around that has high PSA, or they're having a hard time with frequent urination, it's most likely that that's the cause of it. It's an undiagnosed smoldering infection in the prostate.
How much of it do you see that's mold and fungal problems, like a yeast problem for a woman? And because we've seen that guys, you know, a woman who has chronic yeast problems, her husband or her partner will have yeast living, breeding in the prostate. Do you find that it's mold, fungus, or do you find that it's bacterial?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should ask. We had just started a program where we can actually test it. It's actually difficult to test. You have to do a prostate, massage, and then have the patient go to the, you know, little boy's room with a Playboy magazine. And you have to get a sample to see what's growing in there, right? I know you have ways where you do, some of the muscle testing and, kinesiology that's really phenomenal. But there's a doctor out of Italy that started doing this testing, and now there's a lab locally. I'll have to send you the information on this, because you can test joint fluid. This company tests joint fluid. They test saliva, nasal mucosa, vaginal, and these prostates. So very, very high level. And so this Italian doctor basically tested all these patients, you know, hundreds and hundreds of patients, and they all had these infections. And so he started treating them with various forms of therapy, localized. And so we actually started doing a program where we're actually injecting ozone around the prostate and getting very, very good results with that, along with this other device called the TRT. I think we used that machine on you.
Yes, you did. Yep. Yeah, it stimulates stem cell formation. Interesting piece of machinery.
And then we're using suppositories along with that, because, you know, you get a good delivery, to that area with a suppository. So
what are you utilizing in suppository form?
Well, we like the melatonin and the glutathione. Whenever you have infection, it's toxic, right? So toxins settle in, and then infection. I think you're the one that taught me that.
Yes.
They're always going to be this, you're going to see them together. And so glutathione has a tendency to be so detoxifying. So we like that. And we have probiotics and these a broad spectrum antimicrobial terpenes in this one particular suppository called Sandman. So we like using that.
Now, are you using a suppository? I thought at one point you were also injecting the terpenes.
No. Terpenes are pretty, they're pretty caustic. I would not want to sign up to be injected with terpenes.
That's why I want to get clarification. You were doing peptides at one point, doing that. And I know you do a lot of crazy things down in that practice. I'd love to spend another month with you kind of being your shadow and watching you do what you do. You do so many things. So the prostate is this ignored, if you will, organ system simply because men are generally ignored until they get a major problem that they can't fix anymore. We know that, that there are different things that affect all the gonadal systems, and where you end up with troubles when you end up with an inflammatory curtain, if you will, where it can't be signaled anymore. And so there's ways of, through applied kinesiological testing and muscle testing, you can find out where the link is or where it's coming from. Then it's finding out. Now, there's a company that we use that does a lot of DNA testing and to find different things, different harbingers. We know that viral patterns will go into the different organ systems. They'll sit in there. They'll go to the prostate. They'll go to all the gonadal areas of reproduction. They go to the heart. They go to the lungs. They settle in the brain. It's, medicine has finally found that, a lot of people were suffering from Lyme and, Borreola or Bartonella disease. It affects brain. It breaks down that blood-brain barrier. Yeah. And now you have to deal with that. So when you see that, and to be effective, you have to eliminate that inflammatory response. Glutathione is one way of doing it, but you also have to get through that and get into the system. How do you approach that when you're dealing with a widespread autoimmune viral pattern, whether it's this, we can extend it to COVID if we want to, but virtually any kind of a viral situation, whether it's coronavirus or whether it's rotavirus or, Epstein-Barr or anything of that nature.
Yeah. Well, these are great conversations to have, and I think people listening to this that are wanting to take their health to the next level, should be listening closely to these types of conversations, when we treat a lot of chronic viral infections and, Lyme disease. I mean, my own personal journey, involved being very sick with, a lot of viruses, and it's part of the consequence when you have Lyme, right? Your immune system doesn't work, and so now you're a soup of all these infections. So
that's right.
I had to figure it out to save my own life. And
you were a sick man.
What I found is that when you dose antimicrobials, it's good to do that with something that like a proteolytic enzyme, right? So you're breaking up biofilm. So these bacteria, viruses, mold, they stick in these kind of sticky gelatinous material in your body called biofilm. And that's how they hide from your immune system. So, there's different enzymes like natokinase I like.
Yes.
What are you using in your practice?
We use a couple of different things. There's a product called Intenzyme Forte, which is a broad spectrum proteolytic enzyme that works really well. It's been around forever. It's through Biotics Laboratories, and it's been used with cancer patients for many years. There was a doctor locally. Unfortunately, he's passed. He's no longer with us. A German medical physician. His name was Schilvector. He had a company called Sovereign Consultants for many years in the Washington area. I think his daughter had taken it over at one point. And he came up with some, and this, we're talking 20 years ago or so, and this guy came up with some amazing applications. But he would use proteolytic enzymes, extremely high dosages repetitively over the day to allow everything else that he was doing to work. He was one of the first. And then there's other herbal patterns that you can use that will begin to break it down. But if you don't use it, we use laser. We use, low energy light laser at different frequencies. Many of the old Earl Rife frequencies, we program into the laser beds. And that has.
Well, now you're getting into the fancy toys.
That's right.
That's a whole different conversation.
That's right. Well, toys are fun. You know, they're expensive, but they're fun. You're like a little kid in a candy store when some of this stuff comes out. You want to see how they work. But but the impact is significant, as you know, when you start really understanding what's happening, and you know whether it's a problem with. Pituitary communication to the thyroid, or it's liver, liver thyroid, or whether it's gonadal pituitary, or even, adrenal liver, all those systems are connected, and you have to find out which one is miscommunicating, if you will, with the other. You have to support that system energetically. You use acupuncture in your practice, as well as all the other toys that you have.
Yeah.
And what we find is that the more that you can support the patient multidimensionally, all at one time, the much greater impact, whether it's neurological. You do a program, or you do a technique in your office called endonasal technique, and it opens up the cranial plate, specific endonasal technique. And a lot of people who
FCR, functional cranial release.
And if somebody who's had any kind of trauma or compression or irritation where the cranial sutures aren't working, the impact is amazing. It's profound because it's systemic. It takes care of the whole body.
Well, you know, you and I both work structurally with our patients, right? We're hands-on, at least for part of our practice, right? I know you do a lot of supplementation as well. I do as well over here. But, you know, I've witnessed you work with patients where you're utilizing, basically getting information from the patient through muscle tests and there's a number of other types of cues that I think you take, intuitively, right? Which
that's right.
Not something that you can teach, but I think that you're probably just going through the motions.
John, it
looks like we're coming up on
we're coming up to a break. I'm going to finish this up when we come back. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours and just let our listeners, kind of sit on the rails and listen to us. But we have to pay attention to those who bring the program to us. Having said that, my guest in studio, Dr. John Lawrence, we'll be right back after some very important information. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live, as you do every Sunday in the Washington metropolitan area, mid-Atlantic area, at 11 a.m. And we want to thank all of you who listen and, tell your friends about us. You can listen to us on podcast if you missed the program. All you have to do is go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com and check it out. And by the way, if you go to Roselle Radio, you'll find hundreds of our programs sitting there, and they're dated and they're topic specific, and you can access them anytime that you have a desire to do that. We want to thank our military for listening in. As I said before, we appreciate all you do. We thank you for your service but also your questions. And when we can be of assistance to you and we can help you, please continue to reach out to us and we get back to you as rapid as we can. My guest today, Dr. John Lawrence. We only have a short segment, so I want to get back to the program very, very quickly. Dr. John, let's talk a little bit more on, what we were touching upon before the break. Probably the most impactful of a lot of things that we do.
Yeah, well, I was just going to comment on the fact that how intuitive you are, and you're taking cues from patients with various forms of signaling and muscle, use a lot of muscle testing. And, I've been trained with that too, and I do some of that in my office. But the cranial work that I do is releasing this deep connective tissue, right? And tissue that intertwines body, and it's the highway of the information. So the it's almost like fiber optic cables, right? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you have your brain's your mainframe, and the rest of the body responds from that. That's not working, nothing else is going to work.
Yeah, I mean, people think it's the nerves. Now, information does transfer through the nerves, but there's these frequencies that go through the body. It goes through the connective tissue. And it, there's there's basically responses in the body that they can't even figure out how that went that fast, right? Like patient tastes a certain substance and then there's literally physiological things that happen
it's
in
immediate.
The gut, right?
It's immediate. That's right.
So, when I look at a patient and I start working with them with their cranium, there is so much of this connective tissue and it becomes the whites of your eyes. It winds into the, your ears, and it's wrapping around your spinal cord. And so this gets, it gets, adhesions to it and it disrupts the normal function of the brain and the balance system. And it interrupts sleep. And also, you know, a lot of people, they have a hard time breathing. They might get sleep apnea. They might get chronic sinusitis.
That's right.
People have to remove a lot of teeth. You know, 100 years ago, people didn't have to remove their molars. You know, this is a consequence of, you know, the stressful lives that we're leading.
Diet and stress and, you know, you put it all together and we're not the same humanoids, if you will, that we were all those years back.
Yeah.
I'm
looking at the time here and I know we're running low on time and I feel like we've got so much that we could talk about that people really need to hear. And we've just kind of touched on a little bit, right? And so people out there, they're like, you know, they're afraid, you know, they're watching the news and they're seeing the terror that the media is providing. And people want to have a stronger immune system, right? They want to be healthier. There's been a big shift. I think that if we were to look at the silver lining to all this, is people are wanting to actually up their game health-wise.
How do I protect myself?
That?
That's right. Absolutely. People want to know how can I stay healthy? And it's not through vaccines. It's not through, you know, medication. Your body was designed to heal itself. You take away the impediment, the stress, and it can turn around virtually anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see patients, you know, you offer I'll say it affectionately, a smorgasbord of applications that most physicians wouldn't even begin to think about, let alone apply. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of learning from you as, you know, over the time that we've known each other and it's sparked a lot of interest, but we do a lot of things in parallel. And we do enough that's slightly different that it's turned out to be in an amazing, relationship as far as exchange is concerned and, you know, the betterment for our patients.
You know,
when you look at an immune system, if you had to pick one primary targeting system that seems to be consistently not functioning, in most people who are depleted, what would that be?
Oh, come on. The gut.
There you go.
Come on. Give me a harder question.
Well, that's easy for you, but I mean, our listeners, you know, that's what they really have to understand. And so many of these, and I brought that up for a reason. There's so many people out there that have been, you know, isolated out of fear for the last many months. And, you know, they've been eating things and shoving things in, comfort foods, if you will. You know, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, fast food.
It's a perfect storm.
It is.
And
now they go out and they say, oh my God, you know, I'm going to start tiptoeing out a little bit, but they've set themselves up for a problem and they better start shifting and they better start shifting pretty quickly.
Well, it's coming in on both sides. So you got bad food, you got no exercise. And then on top of that, you have the stress response, which is basically it shunts all the blood from your gut to your peripheral muscles so that you can run away from a bear, right? Cause that's the sympathetic nervous system. So people are in this sympathetic overdrive because they're sitting there watching CNN.
Exactly. The damn bear that's out there. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, it doesn't make a difference, what news reporting agency that you look at, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox, whether it's they're looking at the same hole, you know, with, in my opinion, bad information to begin with and aberrant information. They're just giving them their opinion about that hole from a different place. It's like, you know, all the guys looking at the elephant that are blind and they're touching the elephant. It's not okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're coming up to that time when we're going to have to take that break. You know, we're going to do this again because we just got started and we could do far more. Dr. John, thank you for your time. Thank you for
being
with us. We're going to do this very, very soon. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Bye.